Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are back again live. What your doctor won't tell you. It is Tuesday, March the 18th of 2014. This is our season finale, our season wrap-up of our third season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. You know, if you haven't listened to any of the other episodes, I am so glad you're tuning in today because we will be discussing five or six of the absolute most important, most life-changing principles. And as we've said many times before, these principles are absolutely simple. Yet, they're so simple that I think many of us just simply overlook them. And when I say many of us, let me define that. That means many of us who have suffered for months, for years, and in many cases for decades with ongoing headaches, miserable, debilitating migraines, pain that just won't quit, things that affect our normal, everyday activities. So these key points today are absolutely essential that not only do you hear me say them, I want you to mentally digest these. I want you to take notes because these simple principles can be absolutely life-changing. You know, our new season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You will begin on April the 15th. At noon Central here on Blog Talk Radio. We do have some changes we'll discuss later in the program that are absolutely essential that you hear and at the same time are so exciting for me and our staff here because we want to do one thing and one thing only. And those of you that have tuned in either this season or our previous two seasons, hear me say this every single week. And that is, the only thing that matters is solutions. So if there's something that we can do here at Headache Relief at Last, if there's something we can do here at What Your Doctor Won't Tell You to give you practical, everyday advice that you can take with you as soon as the program is finished to make a long-lasting difference in your life, in the life of someone you care about, that's all that really matters. So today, something we're going to talk about, I suppose it's our topic of the day, if you want to call it that. But because we're going to be summarizing six absolutely critical points, then I decided to name this show Common Sense, the key to long-lasting relief from your headaches, your migraines, and your pain. You know, it's kind of sickening to me, saddening, sickening both at the same time, that so many of us are searching out the simple solution. We're looking for the easy way out. We're looking for the quick cure to our migraines, our headaches, our pain. We're looking to treat our symptoms, to mask them, to cover them, while totally ignoring the cause of the problem. And as you've heard me say countless times, and will continue to hear me say countless times, is if you don't know the real true cause of your symptoms, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try, chances are you're not going to get any long-lasting relief or really live healthy and happy. But let me say that again. If you don't know the real true cause of your headaches, your migraines, your pain, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try, chances are you're not going to get any long-lasting relief or really, truly live a healthy and happy life. You can't ignore the cause of the problem. It's sickening that our healthcare system, well, our so-called healthcare system, is nothing more than a symptom treatment system. And once again, I'm an equal opportunity critic. It doesn't matter if you see your family physician. It doesn't matter if you see a pain management specialist, a chiropractor, a neurologist, a headache and pain it doesn't matter. Everyone just treats your symptoms in a little bit different way. But there's no difference in the treatment philosophy, so to speak. Everyone is giving you something to try to reduce your symptoms, which, by the way, I'm all for. Everyone that seeks advice in my practice here in the greater Kansas City area is searching for relief. And might I add, searching for fast, long-lasting relief. However, if you're going to get long-lasting relief, if you don't know what you're trying to fix in the first place, you're never going to fix it. It doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try. So we have a sick, so-called healthcare system because we're ignoring the problem. Now, hear me out here. It's important because this is my philosophy. There's nothing wrong with prescribing medication, therapy, chiropractic treatment. There's nothing wrong with prescribing treatment for your symptoms as long as we're addressing the cause of the problem. But we've forgotten about the addressing the cause of the problem part. We've become a symptom treatment system. That's sad to me that we accept that. Why do we think that's okay to try this, to try that, to hope we're going to get some kind of long-lasting relief? How can you be disappointed in the treatment when it doesn't work? How can you be disappointed in the treatment when it fails if you don't even know what you're trying to fix in the first place? So it's a sick healthcare system we have, especially in the United States. You know, there's no better way to say it. If you continue to ignore the cause of your symptoms, if you continue to ignore what's really going on in your body that's causing your migraines, that's causing your pain, that's causing your ongoing headaches, chances are you're not going to get any long-lasting relief and really, truly live healthy and happy. You know, it's kind of sad that we continue to load our bodies full of foreign chemicals, be it by pills, injections, whatever form it may be in. And how can we be surprised, number one, that our problem continues to return as we continue to ignore the cause? And number two, don't be surprised at the side effects, the deaths that occur from prescription medication, from over-the-counter medications. They've been highly publicized for decades. Yet, it's not our doctor's job to do what's best for our health. It's not the drug company's job to do what's best for your health. You and you alone are responsible for your health and well-being. You and you alone are responsible for the health and well-being of your children. You and you alone are responsible for the health and well-being of those you love and care about. Take responsibility. This is the time. Stop ignoring the cause of the problem. Find it and fix it once and for all. Stop looking for the easy way out. Stop trying to treat your symptoms to manage your migraines. Find and fix the true cause once and for all. That's our philosophy. Today I want to kind of summarize six of the very important points and topics that we discussed over the last 10 or 12 weeks. Common sense is the key to finally getting long-lasting relief and living healthy and happy. Common sense should tell us that we don't need more drugs in our body to fix the cause of the problem. Common sense should tell us that we don't need a different drug. Maybe we just haven't found the right drug yet. Common sense tells us that's not right. You are not having pain because you need more drugs. That's not the cause. You are not having ongoing migraines. You are not having ongoing headaches because you haven't found the right drug. That's not the cause. You haven't been having migraines, headaches, pain, numbness, tingling because you haven't gotten the right chiropractic treatment. You're not having these symptoms because you haven't found the right injection, the right therapy. You're having these problems because, number one, you don't know what's causing them in the first place, or, number two, even if you do know what the real true cause is, the treatment you're getting is a symptom treatment. It's a cover-up at best. Don't be surprised. If you don't know the real true cause of your symptoms, chances are you're never going to get any long-lasting relief, no matter what kind of treatment you try. This is what I want you to hear. Some of the things I want to discuss here over the next many minutes are absolutely critical to your health, your future, your well-being, the health, the well-being of those you care about, your friends, your family, your children. The first thing I want to talk about is something we talked about several weeks ago, and that is point number one. What kind of doctor is best for your migraines, your headaches, and your pain? What kind of doctor is best? The answer to the question is, rarely, if ever, is there one kind of doctor alone. Rarely, if ever, is there one kind of treatment or specialty by itself that will fix the cause of your problem once and for all. It is a combination of multiple doctors, multiple specialties, all working together to customize and personalize a care plan for you that fixes the cause of the problem once and for all. This is one of the reasons in our so-called healthcare system, it's difficult to get long-lasting relief. How hard is it to find all of these specialists that are willing to work together for your benefit, even though we know that's how it's supposed to be? What kind of doctor is best for your migraines, for your headaches, for your pain? The answer is a combination of specialists and specialties all working together and customizing a plan that addresses the cause of your particular condition once and for all. Point number one, please make a note of it. It can be life-changing. The second point that I want to summarize and discuss here today is this. Why your diagnosis may be a fraud. Why might the diagnosis your doctor gave you for your condition be a complete and total fraud? We said it today, last week. We say it every week. If you don't know what's causing the problem in the first place, nothing else really matters. It doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try. So let me make this clear. A diagnosis is not a regurgitation of your symptoms. When you go to your doctor, you describe, "Doctor, I have pain in the lower part of my back." And your diagnosis on your medical file says, "Lower back pain," that's a fraud. When you go to your doctor because you're having ongoing headaches, migraines, tension headaches, cluster headaches, headaches, when you go to your doctor with headaches and they run you through a series of tests, exams, possibly even CAT scans, MRIs, blood work, and your diagnosis says headaches, it's a fraud. It's a regurgitation of your symptoms. A true diagnosis is not a regurgitation of your symptoms. A true diagnosis is, what is going on inside of your body right now that is causing you to have this pain? What's going on in your body right now that's causing you to have these migraines, these headaches, that numbness, that tingling, that weakness, those seizures. What is going on in your body that is causing you to have your symptoms? That is a true diagnosis. So if your diagnosis on your medical records is a regurgitation of the symptoms that you're feeling, that you reported to your doctor, plain and simple, it's a fraud. You need to find another doctor. Point number two. Now moving on to point number three. It is absolutely critical to understand the difference between a trigger and a real true cause. So each and every day here in my practice in the greater Kansas City area, we have people that come describe their headaches, their migraines, their pain. Something that we hear frequently is this. When I ask the question, what do you feel is the cause of your ongoing problem? What do you feel the cause is of your migraines? Each and every day we hear answers like, it's the weather change. It's certain smells, certain types of light, certain types of sound. It's certain things that I eat. None of these are causes of ongoing headaches or migraines. These are all triggers. So a trigger, obviously, is something that will bring on or set off your headache, your migraine. However, understand this. Many of us go through the exact same weather changes. We eat the exact same foods. We are exposed to the same smells, lights, sounds. Yet, most of us don't react with a migraine or a headache. The question becomes, what is going on inside of your body right now that causes your body to react that way? Why is it when you are exposed to this particular trigger, it brings about a migraine or a headache, when with most of us, that doesn't happen at all? So if chocolate, caffeine, if those things were the causes of migraines, most all of us would have migraines. If weather changes were the cause of your migraines, all of us would be having migraines because we experience the same weather change. Those are triggers. Once again, the cause, we're going to use synonymously today with diagnosis. The cause is what is going on inside of your body that's making your body react to these stimuli this way? What is going on inside of your body that's making it react abnormally? That is a cause. So it is absolutely critical to understand that many, especially migraine sufferers, have triggers, things that will bring about or aggravate your migraines. But you must understand that all of us are exposed to those same triggers, yet our body doesn't react the way your body does. It's important to pinpoint what is going on inside of your body that is causing your body to react that way. This is the third point that's critical to understand. The fourth point I want to discuss, what kind of a headache are you? What kind of a headache are you? One of the things that drives me absolutely bananas in the headache specialty industry, and once again, we're not discriminating, we're not judging, it doesn't matter what kind of a doctor or therapist we're talking about. A neurologist, your family physician, your chiropractor, your acupuncturist, your therapist, your headache and pain specialist. Everybody wants to put a headache sufferer in a category before they will recommend treatment for you, before they will recommend what's best for you. So in other words, are you having tension headaches? Or are these cluster headaches? Or are these migraine headaches? Are these rebound headaches? Are these daily persistent headaches? You know, It doesn't really matter. Those are titles or labels to put on your headache. It still doesn't get us to the root cause of the problem. All it means is maybe your doctor will give you a little bit different drug for your tension headaches than they would for your migraine headaches. Or maybe your therapist will give you a little bit different therapy for your tension headaches versus your daily persistent headaches. My point is this. Even though the type of therapy or the type of drug may be a little bit different, the treatment doesn't change. It doesn't seem to matter what kind of a headache you are, so to speak, what category your doctor puts you in. The treatment is still the same. And the thing that's most frustrating is, you guessed it, you're still ignoring the cause of the problem. So the fourth point that I want you to get out of these six critical points is it doesn't really matter what category of headache you're in. It's still critical to find and pinpoint the real true cause. What's going on in your body that's causing this type of headache? So until you identify the real true cause, it doesn't matter what category you're put in, what symptom you're classified as. If you don't know the real true cause, it doesn't really matter what kind of treatment, because you're probably not going to get any long-lasting relief. Find and fix the cause once and for all. Nothing else matters. The fifth point that I want you to take note of today is this. Don't let your skepticism turn into bias. Skepticism is absolutely healthy. I am a very skeptical person by nature, especially being in the healthcare industry. However, as many of you know, I've been a licensed chiropractor for nearly 21 years. I don't practice what I call general chiropractic care. We work in a multi-specialty environment because we know that in most cases in our practice, multiple specialties and multiple specialists working together are going to help fix the cause of your symptoms. Not one magic bullet, not one magical type of treatment alone. Day after day after day, I talk to people in my practice that have, quote-unquote, tried everything. And in our office, we know that that's usually not the case. Now, we understand when most people say, I've tried everything, that means you've certainly tried all of the options that have been given to you so far. But if you're getting individual recommendations from individual specialists that are only seeing your condition through their limited goggles, I call them specialty goggles. Your family physician will only see your condition through the goggles of what can I prescribe for these headaches, for this pain, for these migraines. That is all your doctor sees. The pain management specialist says, what kind of injections can I give you to treat your headaches, your migraines, your pain? The chiropractor says, what kind of spinal adjustment or manipulation can I do for these symptoms? The physical therapist says, what kind of exercises or therapy can I do for these symptoms? And none of them usually have the answer to solving the cause of your symptoms once and for all. It's all of these specialists and more working together for your benefit. So don't be one of those, is this traditional medical treatment? Is this alternative treatment? You know, I'll be honest, much of the treatment that we consider mainstream, especially in the United States, the treatments that we consider mainstream are usually drug therapies. We are a drugged-up nation. We consume, it's not even a close second, far more drugs, pharmaceutical drugs in this country than anywhere else on planet Earth. We are ruled by drugs in this country. You know, get off the debate of should medical marijuana, should marijuana be legalized, should it be legal? You people are drugging yourselves up legally. And you have been for decades, for your whole life. Use a little bit of common sense and understand you are not having your problem because you need more drugs in your body. That is considered mainstream in this country. I think drugging yourself should be considered alternative, don't you? So why do we accept drugs in this country as the traditional, as the mainstream form of treatment? When other things, and by the way, I'm not going to get into specifics, whether it's naturopathy, homeopathy, chiropractic, acupuncture, all of these are considered by many to be in the alternative category. Look, I'm an equal opportunity critic. I'm an equal opportunity skeptic. In just a few minutes, I'm going to discuss with you something that I have in weeks past. The two absolutely critical questions you must ask your doctor and you must get a satisfactory answer in order to solve your healthcare issues. And it has nothing to do with what kind of treatment, what type of therapy, what type of doctor, what type of specialist. Is it alternative? Is it traditional? Get off of it. None of that matters. My point is this. Don't let your skepticism turn into bias. You have to figure out what's causing the problem and then customize the appropriate plan, which usually includes multiple specialties all working together for your benefit. Don't be so skeptical that you rule out something that may have given you the long-lasting relief that you've been looking for. Use a little bit of common sense. That's point number five. And point number six to take note of. What you've been told may be a lie. What you've been told about your condition by your doctor, by your chiropractor, by your therapist, by your family, by your friends, by what you read online, by what you heard on TV, may be a lie. And what do I mean by that? Do I mean never believe your doctor? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is many of us, and this includes myself, have been told that there's nothing you can do for your headaches. You're just going to have to live with them and treat them as they come up. You're just going to have to live with your migraines. We're just going to have to manage those. You're going to have to live with that pain. We'll just have to manage and treat that pain as we need to. And here's the sad truth. In more cases than not, there is a long-term solution for most of our headaches, our migraines, our ongoing pain, these conditions that affect us for our, and by the way, I'm not talking long, drawn-out, strenuous activities, symptoms that come on when you run a marathon. I'm talking about symptoms that keep you from doing your normal, simple, everyday activities. That's just not okay. And many of us have been told we're just going to have to live with these. And in more cases than not, in my experience, that is a lie. However, let me tell you the truth side of this. There is a little bit of truth to this. If you seek the advice of your family physician, chances are you're going to get a prescription because that's what they're trained to do. But by itself, rarely, if ever, will that fix the real, true cause of your symptoms. If you go to a pain management specialist, there's a good chance they will recommend injections for your headaches, your migraines, your pain, because that's what they're trained to do. But rarely, if ever, will that fix the real true cause of your symptoms. If you go to the chiropractor, chances are they will give you chiropractic manipulation or adjustment because that's what they're trained to do. And in my experience, rarely does that fix the true cause of the problem once and for all. Physical therapists will recommend physical therapy. Everybody will give you what it is that they're trained to do. But we just said it not long ago, and that is, rarely if ever do we see cases where one type of treatment alone fixes the real true cause of the problem. So, if you're looking at your condition only through the goggles of your medical physician, sure, there may be nothing that can be done to solve the cause of your problem once and for all by using medication alone. And if we look at it from your chiropractor's perspective, sure, there may not be anything that can be done to fix the true cause of your headaches, your migraines, your pain, just by using chiropractic alone. And sure, if you look at it through your therapist's eyes, through your surgeon's eyes, through the pain specialist's eyes, if you look at it only from one perspective, you are right. Chances are you're not going to get any long-lasting relief, and there's nothing that can be done to fix the problem. You're going to have to live with it because you need to look at it from a broad perspective. In other words, you must look at your headaches. You must look at your migraines. You must look at your pain from a much broader perspective, from the perspective of multiple specialists, and then put the pieces together. That's what makes it easy to customize and personalize a care plan that fits your particular needs and fixes the cause of the problem. So once again, let me say it one more time. Rarely is there one type of treatment alone that will fix the real true cause of your symptoms once and for all. You must look at it from a broad perspective, from the perspective of multiple specialists, multiple specialties, and then, once you've identified the cause of the problem, customize a plan that fixes the cause of your problem once and for all. It's as simple as that. But we need to interject that common sense. So there is no magical solution that we're going to find in a pill bottle, in a chiropractic office, in a surgeon's office. It's by looking at your condition from a broad perspective, looking at your condition from the perspective of multiple specialists, then putting the puzzle pieces in place. That's what allows us to see the whole picture, give you an accurate diagnosis, what's going on in your body that's causing this, then we can formulate the plan to fix the problem. Let me wrap up this summary by saying this. There are two questions that you've heard me talk about week in and week out. I discuss these questions in my office from the time I get here at 6 in the morning till the time I leave at 6 in the evening. These two questions, please write them down. You must ask these questions to your doctor, to your therapist, and you must get a satisfactory answer. Otherwise, you're in the wrong place. You're at the wrong doctor. Time to look for someone that's concerned with finding the cause of your problem. Here they are. Question number one. Hey, doctor, do you know with 100% certainty what's going on inside of my body that's causing me to feel these symptoms? Let me say it again. Doctor, do you know with 100% certainty what's going on inside of my body that's resulting in these symptoms that I'm feeling? You will be shocked. You will be shocked at how much of the time your doctor isn't even sure what's going on that's causing your symptoms. In my practice, it's by far and away the vast majority of those that we see in our practice. If you don't know the cause of the problem, you're never going to be able to fix it, no matter what kind of treatment you try. Doctor, do you know with 100% certainty what's going on in my body that's making me feel these headaches, that's making me have these migraines, why this pain is continuing? Do you know what's going on in my body with certainty? You need to ask it, and you need to get a satisfactory answer, or you're at the wrong place. Question number two. If you're one of the lucky ones and you and your doctors working together know for sure your true diagnosis, you know for sure what's going on in your body that's causing you to have these symptoms. Question number two for your doctor. Doctor, is the treatment you're recommending really going to fix the cause of my problem, or is this just a temporary cover-up? Hey, doctor. Is the treatment you're recommending for me really going to fix the true cause of my headaches, the true cause of my pain? Is it going to fix the true cause of my migraines, or is this just another way to treat my symptoms? If you are not willing to use a little bit of common sense, have some guts, and ask your doctor these questions, your chances of pinpointing the real true cause of your headaches, your migraines, your pain, plummets. You need to take charge, and you need to take charge today. It's time for you to take responsibility for your health. It's time for you to take responsibility for the health of your children, for the health of those you care about, and we're going to start by using a little bit of common sense. Multiple doctors and specialists working together are always the way to go rather than relying just on one or two individual perspectives. If you haven't gotten an accurate diagnosis, if your doctor just keeps regurgitating your symptoms back to you, you're in the wrong place. Find another doctor. Your migraines, your headaches are not caused by the weather, the things you eat, the things you're exposed to, those are triggers. You need to find someone to help you pinpoint the real true cause. And it doesn't matter what kind of a headache you are. In other words, it doesn't matter what category your doctors have put you in, whether you're a tension headache, a migraine headache, a cluster headache, a daily persist, it doesn't matter. You still need to pinpoint the true cause rather than treating the symptoms. And please, don't let your skepticism turn into bias. Use your common sense. Make sure that you know the true cause of the problem, and then customize the appropriate plan, which most of the time in our practice includes multiple doctors, multiple therapists, multiple specialties that will all work together for your benefit. And finally, don't always believe what you've been told. It could be a lie. There are answers for headaches, migraines, pain, numbness, tingling, weakness, seizures. There are answers to many of these problems if you will just dig a little deeper and help pinpoint the true cause rather than treating the symptoms. And then don't forget to ask the absolutely critical questions. Doctor, do you know with 100% certainty what's going on inside of my body that's making me feel these symptoms? If so, doctor, is the treatment you're recommending for me really going to fix the true cause of my symptoms, or is that just a cover-up for my symptoms temporarily? It's time to use that common sense. It's time for you to take control of your health and the health of those you care about. Your doctor won't do it for you. Your therapist won't do it for you. Your chiropractor won't do it for you. It is your responsibility. So take it on now. You know, I got to tell you, I am more excited than ever with our fourth season upcoming. We begin our fourth season, the spring 2014 season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. We will begin on Tuesday, April the 15th at noon Central. Please take careful notes. We are making some changes for the new season. In order to find us on Blog Talk Radio, online, blogtalkradio.com/headache-relief-at-last. This is a change from our previous two or three seasons. To get to our show online, to listen to our archived episodes, blogtalkradio.com/headache-relief-at-last. We will continue to broadcast live at noon Central Time each and every Tuesday throughout the season. Now, something else that we're going to add, we've had tons of questions, many requests throughout this past season. Questions about TMJ disorder. You know, TMJ disorder actually happens very frequently in many of us that have had ongoing headaches and migraines. Carpal tunnel syndrome, one of the most commonly misdiagnosed conditions that we see in practice. Disc herniations and disc bulges. We've even had questions on whiplash injuries. So we will be discussing topics in addition to headaches, in addition to migraines and pain, things that are of concern to you, because as we said at the beginning of the show, it is all about solutions, and you better believe it, we want solutions for all of these issues as well. I can't thank you enough for continuing to follow us throughout our third season. I look forward to hearing from you in our fourth season, upcoming beginning April the 15th. Once again, questions, concerns, even if you are listening to this episode recorded in our archive online, you can still forward us questions via email. We will still read them, and we will respond to all of those that we can. Send any questions or comments to drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. Once again, thank you kindly. It's all about solutions. I appreciate you joining us this third season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. We look forward to seeing you April the 15th. Take care. And here it is. The information presented in this broadcast has been provided solely for educational and entertainment purposes. It is not intended to substitute for the advice of your personal trusted physician and healthcare provider. Thanks again for listening.